जय राधा कुंज विहार, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिबर धारी। जय गोपी जन बल्लभ यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन यमुना तीर बनचारी। यमुना तीर बन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे। जय राधा माधव श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओंग ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददन्ति सोपदन्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानित्वं त्वं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादानुसहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानित्वंश्च। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनितिनामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नम महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वसे नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो विल रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो 15 चैप्टर एंड टेक्स्ट 18। पारावतान्यभृतसार सचक्रवाक दातीव हंस सुख तीतिरिबहिरिणी नंजे कोलाहलो विरमित चिरमात्र उच्चै भृंगादिपे हरिकथामिव गायमाने पारावतान्यभृतसारसचक्रवाक दातीह हंस सुकतीर्तिर्वहिणाय कोलाहलो विरमित चिरमात्र उच्चै भृंगाधिपे हरिकथामिव गायमाने
Listen, when the king of bees hymns in a high pitch,
singing the glory of the Lord, there is a temporary pull in the noise of pigeon, the cuckoos, the crane, the chakravak, the swan, the parrots, the partridges and the peacocks. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glory of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. This verse reveals the absolute nature of Vaikuntha. There is no difference between the birds there and the human's residence. The situation in the spiritual sky is that everything is spiritual and variegated. Spiritual variegatedness means that everything is animate. There is nothing inanimate, even the trees, the grounds, the plants, the flowers, the birds and the beasts are all on the level of Krishna consciousness. The special feature of Vaikuntha is that there is no question of sense gratification. In the material world, even an ass enjoys his sound vibration. But in the Vaikuntha, such nice birds as the peacocks, the chakravak, and the cuckoos prefer to hear the vibration of the glories of the Lord from the bees. The principle of devotional service begin with hearing and chanting are very prominent in the Vaikuntha world. Para-vratanya-vrata-sarasa-chakra-vakyo-dhatu-yaham-sas-sukatirtir-vahinajaha kolahala-viramita-chiramatra-muchyai-bhrungadipe-harikatha-mivagiyamanam. So first of all, I want to pay my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. And also, I want to pay my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada's disciples present here. Actually, I don't feel qualified to say something in front of such senior devotees. From spiritual point of view, or according to standard of Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't have any qualification. Only just receive some mercy from Shastra, Guru, Parampara Acharyas. We are just repeating. Unless we repeat, unless we glorify Srimad Bhagavatam or the quality of Lord, quality of devotees, we can't receive mercy. So these topics, like this third canto, 15th chapter, description of the kingdom of God. This is Vaikuntha's description. And especially in this verse, Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, this verse reveals the absolute nature of Vaikuntha. What is that? There is no difference between the bird there and the human residence. Everything is spiritual. So this is Vaikuntha, this is spiritual world. Therefore their name is here we call it material world. There we call it spiritual world. Everything is spiritual. Bird, beast, trees. Their expansion of direct super souls. Yeah. For Krishna's Leela, for Krishna's pastime, they're always cooperating. Like Srila Prabhupada here mentioned, there is no sense gratification in spiritual world. Senses are not different, even like our senses, our mind, our intelligence, our body, these natures, senses nature, body's nature, mind's nature, intelligence nature, it's different from super soul's nature. Although super soul is residing within our heart, helping us, but nature is different. Yeah. This is our struggling. And what is senses, minds, and body's demand? Wants always sense gratifications. Prabhupada mentioned here. In this material world, even an ass enjoyed his sound vibration. We can see even the animals, birds, beasts, everyone in this material world, they have a tendency to enjoy. Enjoyer mentality, very prominent. But from this verse, we may know the nature of spiritual world, Vaikuntha, how everyone have a keen desire, strong desire to glorify Lord, or they want to hear from someone. Sravanam Kirtanam. And in the commentary, so one nice point, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary, in this verse, in his commentary he mentioned, this verse indicate that Vaimani kahi vaha tatratyaha pakhino api paramabhakta nirmascharaha. Previous verse we can see the nature of inhabitants of Vaikunthas. They are non-envious. They are not envious to anyone. Next verse, Sukadeva Goswami said, what to speak about the inhabitants, even the birds, animals, they are non-envious. Spiritual environment or in Vaikuntha, this is the environment, non-envious environment. Pakhina api parama bhakta nirmascharayava. So nicely Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentioned, parama bhakta, they are topmost devotees, even the birds. And what are their qualities? Nirmaschara. They are free from enviousness. Yes. Everyone is suffering. Like in material life, our suffering is different. It was different. That time we don't know about the nature of enviousness, nature of crookedness. That time we don't have such realization why I'm suffering in material life. Only conclusion in material life, we may draw one thing, why I'm suffering? Due to my mind. Or lost. I want to fulfill my desire. So I fails to fulfill, therefore I'm suffering. And due to my mind. But we don't know all these terms about like enviousness, crookedness. But in spiritual life, always our acharyas, shastras, always indicating to us, you have all these faults. In chanting and hearing, on the chanting and hearing process, and this enviousness is very harmful. Paramo niramascharam saranam satam. Prabhupada is one of his purport. Maybe this is purport or lecture. Yeah. Prabhupada said, what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada said there. Yeah. Prabhupada said, yes. There is a great need of propagate the Krishna consciousness movement in this world so that even though people sometimes become angry and malicious towards one another because of their being Krishna consciousness, such rivalry कंपिटिशन एंड एनवी कैन बी एडजस्ट विदाउट डिफिकल्टीज. या दिस नेचर इज वेरी प्रोमिनेंट इन मेटेरियल लाइफ. वी डोंट नो हाउ दिस नेचर्स आर क्रिएटिंग प्रॉब्लम्स फॉर अस, बट इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ ऑल्सो अनलेस वी बिकम वेरी मैच्योर we fails to understand why this thing happening to me, why I am chanting but why releasement is not coming. I am performing all sort of activities, worshipping deity, attending Mangalarati, performing all sort of activities, but why I am not feeling devoted? Why some feeling is not coming by seeing the deities? When I am chanting Hare Krishna, why just tear is not coming? Why this prayer mood is not prominent? Just I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but this is my prayer at lotus feet of Krishna. Please help me. I'm in a helpless condition. Why such feeling is not coming? Even we don't know. We are trying. With our sincere effort, we are trying. But acharyas, Shastra, Guru and Sadhu, why we used to hear from sadhu and shastras, from guru? The problems, spiritual problems, sometimes it is very subtle. And to recognize them is very difficult. In soft corner of our heart, this some tinge of infection is there. To recognize is very difficult. When we hear with rapt attention from sadhu, guru, shastra, that these vibrations, the pure teachings, that enter to our heart. And immediately we came to consciousness. Yes, yes, this is my mistake. This is my mistake. Someone can rectify himself only by two processes. And one process is very influential, that is hearing. If someone hears always, hear, more he hears, more he understands his problems. And another one is chanting. When he sincerely chant and pray to Krishna, please you help me, then he can understand his problems. But our major problem in Krishna consciousness, we can say, this enviousness mentality. And this enviousness mentality, we can engage other things, like we can transfer, not engage, we can transfer. Lust, anger, greed, other five things. We can transfer, we can engage, but enviousness, there is no place for enviousness in Krishna consciousness. There is no engagement. We cannot engage enviousness. First, we have to kick out enviousness from our heart. Yeah. In Sanskrit, I don't know, in English, it's called enviousness is compared to chandali. I can say in English. I don't know. Yes. Chandali. A dog eater, you can say. Yeah. Chandali. And once this chandali, she will sit within our heart, immediately she will invite her husband. Yeah. Who said? Raghunath Goswami said. In his Manasikya, Pratishta Dhvasta Chandali. Pure acharyas, pure parampara. Sadhguru's direct instruction is there. Every day we are performing Guru Puja. Every day, every round, In our beats we are chanting Guru's name, Param Guru's name. And all these purports, these are direct, you know, instruction of a pure devotee. But after all, sadhu prema nas prasyati, Raghunath Goswami said. Sadhu's love is not touching to our heart. They are so merciful. But why? Because once this enviousness mentality develops, she invites her husband, pratishtha, name, fame, prestige and adoration. And when both stay within our heart, according to Raghunath Goswami, we cannot release our devotional life. And specific word Raghunath Goswami mentions, sadhu prema nas prasyati. We don't have love. And also in the material world, no one is ready to share love to us. Like our Gurudev used to say, pure love you can find from two persons. One is Krishna and one is Krishna's pure devotee. Only they can share you pure love. And their descendant from spiritual world just to share the love. Because we are crying, soul is crying for love. And sadhu's arrangement, like this temple, deity, programs, everything, just we have to realize, here is sadhu's love. Without love, soul is suffering. Soul wants some love. Then who can share love? Only sadhu, pure sadhu. But this is our problem. When you develop enviousness, and what is this enviousness? Sridhar Swami mentioned, because in this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, like previous verse, we can see the inhabitants of Vaikunthas, they're always appreciating each other and always serving Krishna. They don't have enviousness. Like inhabitants, birds and other animals, beasts, they are also not envious. They don't have enviousness mentality. And Prabhupada said here, spiritual variegatedness means that everything is animate. There is nothing inanimate. And everyone is level of Krishna. All are on the level of Krishna consciousness. This is spiritual world. But this enviousness means, according to Sridhar Swami, what is meaning of enviousness? There is different terms. Its size is different. Enviousness is different. Enviousness means by seeing other progress, either in opulent or in knowledge, or many people appreciating this person. When we saw someone's progress, our hearts start to burn. We feel suffering. Para utkarsaha asahanam. When someone is getting something, or you can say receiving some prestige, you have knowledge, you have some Lakshmi, and we develop, I'm going to say, it is difficult for us to tolerate his progress. That is enviousness. And this tendency we will increase on our heart. We can't receive Sadhu Guru's mercy. But in a practical way, if you see, this is our nature. We are in human body. We have material qualities. So generally by seeing others' progress, immediately envious become prominent. And when this envious mentality came, it turns to, and enviousness means you have to now cultivate dupliciousness, not simplicity. We have to cultivate the path of dupliciousness. And when we cultivate the path of dupliciousness, we are now cultivating, you know, offense mentality. Always. We'll see others in a lower vision. Always we'll criticize. Yeah. And what is the difference between this offense mentality means you'll forget your own bhajan, your own spiritual progress, your own spiritual problems. Anyone, whoever he may be, if we continue this mentality, envious mentality, offense mentality, envious mentality means it turns to wickedness and offense mentality. And offense mentality means we have to cultivate always others' problem. What he's doing, what he's doing, what is his problem. We have thousands of problems. We are struggling with our problems. We are not ready to find out the solution, but only we'll cultivate others' problems. Nah. So this is not, we can say in English, my English is not good, please excuse me. This is not a healthy spiritual life or healthy spiritual environment. Therefore, we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Brahma became mediator. Brahma became mediator in between Indra and Prithu. But after all, Vishnu came with Indra and give some instruction to Prithu Maharaj. For Indra, this is not a new thing. Because Indra, he wants some post. He wants his post. He is addicted with his position. This is natural. But for Prithu Maharaj, this is very harmful. Because Prithu Maharaj was devotee, incarnation. Yeah. But Vishnu wants to inform to Prithu Maharaj, you are incarnation of Vishnu. There is no need to perform this karmakanda. And karmakanda is the cause of enviousness. And also it is not good. You have to compete or you have to develop this envious mentality towards Indra. Okay, Brahma already informed these things to whom? To Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj stopped his sacrifice. He don't want to kill now Indra. But why then Vishnu came? And gives this special instructions. And when Vishnu came, Indra was with Vishnu. And Vishnu said to Prithu Maharaj, please you forgive Indra. Please you forgive Indra. Indra is not saying. Vishnu is saying to Prithu Maharaj, you should please forgive Indra. Because this was Vishnu's desire, let within the heart of Prithu Maharaj, a little enviousness should reside for Indra. Because Prithu Maharaj is my devotee or incarnation. That is not good for Prithu Maharaj. Even Brahma, before he settled everything, still Vishnu came. And in that foreword, this is very important foreword, in that foreword, Prabhupada Maharaj said, Both King Indra, this is 4/20/18. Such a nice purport Prabhupada mentioned there. This is the end of this purport. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu were envious and angry with each other. This is material, material world. Yeah, even the incarnation is coming, a Lord's incarnation is coming here. Someone became envious to him. And if you deal with enviousness persons, if you always deal with enviousness persons, automatically you will develop enviousness. Because always you have to deal with such persons. Then you will develop some mentality. Prithu Maharaj developed some mentality. Therefore, Brahma said, this is not your duty. You don't want to become Indra. Then where is necessary to perform these 100 sacrifices? Because you are a devotee. But when we deals with or when we touch with all these environments, envious environments, automatically enviousness comes. Then we lose our simplicity. We cultivate offense mentality. That harms our spiritual life. Therefore, Prabhupada instructs us here. Both King Indra and Maharaj Prithu was envious and angry with each other. But since both of them were Vaishnav or servant of Lord Vishnu, it was their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. It is their duty to adjust the cause of their envy. They have to adjust because Vishnu is there. Yeah. This is our higher purpose. For Guru and Krishna's pleasure, we have to adjust. And in that purport, professor, this is also a first class example of cooperative behavior between Vaishnavas. In this present days, however, because people are not Vaishnavas, they are fight perpetually among one another and are vanquished with finishing the mission of human life. People don't know they are fighting with each other. Envious mentality developed. Yeah, those are pure devotee. You see, here Vishnu's instruction. But what about Suruchi's instruction? Sorry, Suniti's instruction to Dhruva Maharaj. Same thing. When Dhruva Maharaj develops enviousness towards Uttama and towards his father, Uttanapad. And you know all these stories. When Dhruva was returning just like a snake is like furious, very. Someone hit the snakes. If you hit the snakes, you can see the furious mentality. Dhruva Maharaj was like that. And Suniti just seeing this condition of his son and hearing from mad servants. Suniti hear from mad, because Dhruva Maharaj was only crying and in a very angry mood. He can't say anything now. But Suniti immediately understand. How Suniti understand the condition of Dhruva? Some mad servants they informed to Suniti. You know why your son is crying? Your son is crying for these things. Then we can see the that verse, that is 4:8:19. Like here Vishnu is giving instruction to Prithu Maharaj, please excuse. Because Vishnu don't want, Prithu Maharaj is my devotee, Prithu Maharaj is just like incarnation. He should not develop this envious mentality. Or even in Prithu Maharaj's heart, a tinge of envious mentality should not reside. Therefore, even for Indra, he is approaching. Himself, Vishnu is approaching. And here we can see, this is 4.8.19. Yeah, 18 or 19. Past instruction.
Atishtatattatabhimascharatvam uktam samatrapi adbibhyalikam aradhayo adukhyajo padapadmam jadichase dhyasanam uttamo yatha.
My dear boy, whatever have been spoken by Suruchi, your stepmother, although very harsh to hear, is factual. Wow, this is like Brahma. We are discussing about Indra and Prithu is Brahma. When envious mentality comes, Brahma appears. Brahma knows it is very harmful for these two devotees, because they are two devotees, lots of devotees. Unless some pure devotees or pure devotees' instructions will carry in our heart, very difficult to give up this mentality. Brahma at that time became mediator. After Vishnu came and give direct instruction to Prithu Maharaj. Dhruva already developed envious mentality. That is in a spiritual environment. Suniti knows very well about his husband's quality, Suruchi's quality. But Suniti's first job, let Dhruva, I have to pacify Dhruva's envious mentality. This is my first job. Otherwise, Dhruva's devotional life, spiritual life will spoil. Dhruva wants, okay, I will go to Vishnu, I will approach Vishnu, I will receive some boon. Then I will sit on the lap of my father. But that will be never happen. Why? Because envious mentality is there within the Dhruva. That is Guru's blessings, Acharya's blessings. Yeah, when they will bless, this envious mentality, which is the cause of all problems, spiritual problems. And immediately Suruchi says, my dear son, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi, your stepmother, although very harsh to hear, it is factual. Therefore, if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother, Uttama, then give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instruction of your stepmother. First instruction, give up envious towards brother Uttama. Then you follow to whom? Suruchi. You have to follow Suruchi. Suruchi said, yes, you just go and meditate. If Vishnu only Vishnu will sanction, then he will come in my womb. Then that time it may be possible. Yeah. And then that time it may be possible, you can sit on the lap of your father. Before that is not possible. That means you have to die. Suruchi was so envious. Dhruva is 5 year old boy. When he will go to forest, when he meditate, he will die. Some tiger will come or some furious animal will come. Attack Dhruva, Dhruva will die. But why, my question, why Suniti just said to Dhruva, you have to follow the instruction of, why Suruchi said, Dhruva's mother said, that you have to follow the instruction of your stepmother. because Dhruva already developed envious mentality towards Uttama and towards father, towards stepmother. But he want, I will approach Vishnu. Therefore, Suniti said, it is not possible. First, you have to give up this envious mentality. Vimascharatvam. Yeah, your intention is good. You want to approach Vishnu, your intention is good. But you already develop a different mentality. With this mentality, you cannot approach Vishnu. And why? She repeat, you have to follow this instruction of your stepmother. She don't want that I should give such an opinion. By this opinion, Dhruva become more envious. Dhruva will, how can I say, Dhruva may honor me and dishonor stepmother. I don't want such an environment. Or I don't want such a feelings in Dhruva's heart. I have to refer, okay. What stepmother said, you should follow. Because Dhruva is a small boy. And therefore, if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother Uttama, then give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instruction of your stepmother without further delay. Yes. Like we are hearing this, we are studying from this verse. You see, when the bumblebee start, this is the purport of Biswanath Chakra Thakur. Biswanath Chakra Thakur wants to inform us how in Vaikuntha, everyone are very anxious for hearing and chanting. Because in their heart, enviousness is not there. If you develop this enviousness mentality, we cannot hear, we cannot chant. That is not possible. This is Raghunath also said something, Raghunath Das Goswami in Manasikya. Yeah. Kapatya tar upapati. So enviousness immediately invite kapatya, dupliciousness. And when both dupliciousness and enviousness is there, then we cannot cultivate devotion. We will cultivate only offensive mentality. That is very harmful for our spiritual life. Even bumblebees, when he start to sing, immediately all birds, cuckoo, pigeon, all the birds, such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply by hear the glory of the Lord. Why they stop their singing? They're appreciating. They're appreciating, okay. Now bumblebee is singing now. We have to appreciate. This is the environment of non-enviousness environment. In commentary, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur said, Gunakhira Nyayenha. Nyaya, how can you say in English? I don't know. My English is not so good. Huh? Logic. Gunakhira logic. Actually, bumblebee is natural. Bumblebee is just creating sound. But the sound is so sweet for the birds, they feel, oh, bumblebee is glorifying Vishnu. Gunakhyara Nyayana, this logic, Gunakhyara. Even the small, small insects, they used to, in India we can find, they used to stay within this woods. They make holes within the woods. And powder, I can say, when they used to make holes, powders used to drop. Termites. Termites is different. This is, maybe same. One kind of termites. And when the dust used to fall on the ground, sometimes it looks like Om. Sometimes it's like Swastik. Actually, they are making holes. Their intention is not to make Om with this dust, wood dust. They're insects. They don't know. They're making the holes. But this dust falling on the grounds and its shape is just like Om. This is called Grihanakshara-nyaya. Bumblebee in the Vaikuntha, he was singing always like that. It is his nature. He used to sing like that. But the birds are so, how can I say, non-envious. Their heart is so pure, just by they feel that, oh, the singing of bumblebee, just, he's glorifying Lord. Stop. Stop, all of you should stop your sound. Just hear what bumblebee is saying. Appreciation from core of heart. Yeah. This is big thing. Yeah, when someone performing some service, we are appreciating. That is good. But real appreciation, always seeing his good quality, good Vaishnava qualities, and within our heart, always we have to pay obeisances at his lotus feet. Yes, he is a Vaishnava. He has a good quality. Yeah. For neophytes, we are giving all his appreciation so that he will develop some enthusiastic mood in Krishna consciousness. That is required for neophytes. But actually, sometimes this is our ill-fitedness. We can't appreciate Vaishnavas. And we are so fallen, even we fail to appreciate a pure devotee and his contribution. And that is spiritual suicideness, I used to say. This is spiritual suicideness. Yeah. Looks like we are continuing our spiritual life, but actually when we fail to appreciate, and appreciate in which mood? He's my savior. He's my protector. This Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say these things. When you forget your savior, is my spiritual master, is Guru, Acharya, then you are in a most dangerous state. No one can save you. This gratitude mentality, we can say, my English is not good, please excuse me, you know all these words, loyal mentality, that should be always in deep corner of our heart. Yes. I can't forget the contribution of Acharyas. It is not possible for me. And when we develop this mentality, automatically all these obstacles, everything is there, like enviousness. Like our Gurudev used to say, where you get for pure intelligent? Even you know all these are your problems, but you cannot solve. We know what is our problem. Spiritual problem, these are my spiritual problem. I am lazy, I am not chanting, I am not studying, I am misutilizing time. We know. Sometimes we are condemning ourselves. This is not good for me. And praying to Lord, please you help me. But after one moment, finish. We are repeating something. Then who can help? Only our protector, maintainer. Yeah. When a pure devotee is sadhus, sadhu prima spursyati, so nice, Raghunath said. When we develop little feelings, our little affection, one drop of mercy, our Gurudev used to say, one drop of mercy from a pure devotee, it's sufficient for your spiritual life. We want kripa bindu diya, bindu, what is there? Kripa bindu diya karo eidase trinapikhyati hina. Yeah. Why we develop this envious mentality? Why we develop all this, you know, bad qualities? Because we are thinking we are great. How fallen we are, and that is beyond our estimation. Yeah, sometimes we think I am a very fallen person, but how much we are fallen, even we don't know. We don't know. Only when sadhu, shastra, sour mercy, then we can understand. Oh, there is a saying in India, how much deep water you are, if you are a conscious person, then you can know. You are taking bath in the river. How much deep water you are, if you are conscious, you are an expert swimmer, then you can understand. Otherwise, you will drown yourself. So, the conclusion of this verse is that in Vaikuntha, there is a non-envious environment. Everyone is appreciating. Everyone have a very, how can you say, cooperative mentality. Yeah. And for the pleasure of Krishna, Vishnu. Yeah. And unless you develop this mentality, chanting, hearing, become very difficult. Because this enviousness, crookedness, offense. This is like, you know, another parampara. I used to say, Vaishnava parampara and another parampara. We will create another, we will lead our life in another parampara. Crookedness parampara, I used to say. Yeah, we became follower of crookedness. We will cultivate only crookedness, crookedness, crookedness. Okay, now this is time. This is 9. So if you have some question, please. Yeah. Yes.
So we know the species, all the species within the world, got their bodies because of different degrees of consciousness and intelligence. All species got their bodies because of different levels of consciousness. But can we also say
yeah, you know, in material world, our enviousness was different. Enviousness, okay, why is using a, I am using a Toyota car, he is using a BMW car. Enviousness is there in material life. Oh, I have a, like, you know, I am staying in, just like I have 2 rooms, my house is like 2 simple rooms, but he's a big, he's like a landlord. And Prabhupada, in his purport, in his lecture, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, first lecture, everyone suffering in this material world due to enviousness. And we have to teach the people not to become enviousness. Pandavas are suffering because their relatives are enviousness. Devaki, he was suffering due to the relative. Kansa was enviousness. And in that lecture, Prabhupada said, Vaikuntha spiritual world means, and there is no question of enviousness. Here also degrees are there. Yeah. And especially in spiritual life, this is very prominent. In spiritual life, enviousness means, I want to become great. No one is like me. Everyone should appreciate me. Everyone should... This is a disease. But our name is servant. We are das, but we want to become master. That is a different enviousness. Greats are also there. Yeah. That is Maya. Maya's last snare of Maya, Prabhupada used to say. Pratishtha. Then where is Pratishtha? Enviousness is there. Offensive mentality is there. Like I used to give one example. When you have cancer but it is not detected, You are thinking, oh, I'm healthy, no problem, I don't have any problem. But once you go to doctor and doctor said your second stage or first stage or third stage, then you can understand, oh, this is not 1 day, 2 days infections. So like this diseases, spiritual disease, we have many spiritual diseases. Only doctors, sadhu, sastra, they can diagnose. They can say, okay, you have this disease, you have this disease. Only when we study seriously and we pray to acharyas, by their mercy we can understand in which level this enviousness is with me, depletionness with me. We don't have power to recognize our own position. Only Sadhuguru's blessings. Then we'll pray. Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. It's understandable that Dhruva was envious of his stepbrother. Mm-hmm. But most of the time we're not conscious that we're envious of what, you know, other things. We focus on what we're doing, like chanting our rounds or doing some service. We're not conscious that, oh, I'm envious of this one and this. So just by chanting and following the thing, this envy will go away because it's the basis of our existence in this material world.
So like Narottama Das Thakur said, Kama Krishna Karma Arpane Krodhi Bhakti Dose Jane Lobe Sadhu. How you engage lust, anger, greed, everything. But when it comes to enviousness, he was silent. He never mentioned, okay, you can utilize your enviousness in bhakti in this way. He was silent. But as you mentioned, this is a good point. We are in material environment. Mood of material nature is very heavy. Even many things we don't want. Many things we don't want. Anyone came to Krishna consciousness, like I used to say, we discuss in India, like a brahmachari, when he joined in ashram, he's joining in ashram not for marriage. He's joining in ashram to remain a brahmachari and sacrifice this life. In his life also so many problems came. Like some preacher or any devotees, when he don't want so many things, but whether this is Krishna's arrangement or this is his own karma, he faces so many challenges. But these things like enviousness, everything, unless we pray to a pure devotee, and especially to Gaur Nitai and Mahaprabhu's associates, very difficult because no one can help. Because we don't know this is where this enviousness is there. Someone is like Sringar. Today some Prabhuji Sar Mataji performed Sringar. If another pujari will show, oh, why is he put like that? This not looks like good. Others are appreciating. Because he's pujari, he thinks, oh, when I am dressing, everyone should appreciate. Why others are? We don't want these things. Oh, this is, you know, this is our like born nature in India, they say. Very difficult. These are like not contagious disease. This is like infected, material infected diseases from our birth. Only Sadhu Guru and Mahaprabhu. And important, we came to consciousness, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you chant perfectly, pray to holy name, if someone is simple-hearted devotee, whatever his fault, he can know. Because he's simple-hearted and he's chanting sincerely. Whenever he will hear or study, immediately he can recognize, yeah, this is my problem. Then he will pray. Pray to Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's devotee. Now, holy name will give us pure intelligence. Then we can know our disease. Yeah. Then we'll follow Sadhu Guru. That is the only way. Otherwise, very difficult now. Institution, many variety of devotees coming, every devotee have different nature, way of living style is different, service attitude is different. Even we don't want, we want to stay peacefully, just focusing on our bhajan. But such environments come. Krishna consciousness is not only meant for us, for me, okay, I will cultivate, no one should come. Everyone is soul, they are suffering, they will come. and to adjust with everyone according to their nature. Sometimes we have to continue our service and continuing also love and affection towards acharyas. You know, most of the devotees, please excuse me, as per my experience, I know most of the devotees, when they give up some association or give up institution, first they develop enviousness towards one devotee. They have some disagreement and develop some enviousness. That enviousness is so prominent, even lastly they lose faith towards acharyas. They give up institution just for one devotee, single devotee. Suppose I am staying here, someone is president, Prana Krishna Prabhuji in India, Prana Govinda Prabhuji here. So suppose Prabhu is president, we don't have good relationship, I don't like, but I have to perform seva under Prana Govinda Prabhu, but I don't like him. And we develop some different mentality, then what I have to do? I have to stay here, but I want to do some service, but I can't adjust with him. Then I'll say so many things. Prabhuji is doing this thing, this is not a spiritual environment, this is not happening, this is not Prabhupada's. Then I will try when I don't get any support from anyone. Then we'll leave. And if anyone said, Prabhupada said, don't leave his condo. No. Prabhupada said these things. You can stay anywhere. You can chant Hare Krishna. Immediately we try to avoid acharyas. Just for single devotee. When you develop enviousness towards a simple devotee, even. Therefore, I used to say, this is, again, you will call me another parampara, not guru parampara. Offense parampara. Dupliciousness parampara. Therefore, our teacher used to say, mind your own business. That is best policy. Just do your seva, follow Guru's instruction, and just chant sincerely. Krishna will give you intelligence, how to deal with this situation. And when you recognize someone, okay, I cannot adjust with this Prabhuji, or this situation may come. Our Gurudev used to advise always, pay obeisance, keep distance. Prabhuji, how are you? Hare Krishna. Don't be close to someone if you don't know his nature. Yeah, and close to someone, make friendship, then if you cannot follow him, you cannot understand him, then fighting, disagreement, enviousness. Then most important thing, we lose our faith towards Acharya Parampara. Yeah, many grihasthas, they are not staying in ashram, but they are chanting. They have same faith towards Guru. Sometimes we are staying in ashram, we lose faith towards Parampara Acharyas. Just due to this enviousness. Yeah. Okay. You have a? Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And Prabhupada said yes. Then he went back. He said, but to possess something as a rightful ownership, it has to be sanctioned by Krishna. Prabhupada said yes. So that means I am not only envy to him, I am actually envy to Krishna who sanctioned.
Yes.
Our original envy is with Krishna.
Yeah. See good in others. When you see good in others, this is a habit. Then you can okay, okay, have this good quality. Yeah, many instructions, even moral instructions used to say about this, you know, which one flower is there? Ketaki. Ketaki, how can you say in English? I don't know. Ketaki flower. This is like, this flower, this flower tree used to always, you can find in muddy places, very nasty places. And Ketaki flower is full of thorns. No one can enter to this garden. This is not garden like it's someone, it's grown up, especially near the sea beach. And snakes like to stay there, poisonous snakes. But only one good quality, destroy all of his bad qualities. Because fragrance, aroma, yeah. So, white color. Yeah. So, like, a Vaishnava means, we used to discuss, Vaishnava means Krishna invited to his camp. He has some good quality. Otherwise, why Krishna make him devotee? But we have to search out what is his good quality. Yeah. Krishna is inviting someone. When someone in Krishna consciousness, Krishna invited, pure devotee invited. Without their sanction, how can someone stay in a pure parampara? So we have to find out his good quality. Yeah. When we are in mood of goodness, then we can see, yeah. We can appreciate from core of our heart. Okay, now this is time. Hare Krishna. Krishna Balaram ki.